Lone Star Brahma Hockey on KATX. Listen all season as we bring you up to date on all things Brahmas. Interviews with coaches, players, and more featuring in-depth details about previous games as well as upcoming matchups. It's Lone Star Brahma Hockey with your host, Matthew Householder.
It's Brahma Talk, and on the line with us now, as always, Coach Dan Wildvaughn. Coach Dan, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Doing great, and I would assume doing very well after coming off of a big win 2-1 over the Wichita Falls Wildcats on Saturday night, and it was rough leading into that game, though. Let's talk about that first.
Yeah, I think we had a really good game on Tuesday night against Amarillo. I thought we gave them all they can handle.
Right.
Especially a top team that's very disciplined in their systems. I thought we kind of took the play a little bit to them, but, our penalty kill kind of let us down, and I think we took some bad penalties, and it cost the game. And the next night, we kind of thought we played well. I thought we didn't need to work as hard, and when we don't bring it every night and work hard every night, we're going to get beat bad. We have to bring our intensity and our high work ethic every game. That's the only possible way that we're going to, get wins. And I think our guys obviously saw that. And the next night, obviously, we lost to Wichita Falls. Not very good. I don't think, overall we had just not a very good game. We tried to put that behind us, and we came out on Saturday night a lot better. We put a little more toughness in the lineup. We added Cole Rose, and, we added Ben Owen, which is a really good addition to us from the NA3 team that they have across town here. He's a really good D-man, so he played really well. I thought our whole team played well as a whole.
Well, very good. And I didn't have the opportunity to watch the game on Saturday, but went through and read the wrap-up of everything. And pretty exciting game overall, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, there's a lot of intensity, a lot of big hits, fights. We had some, had to kill some major penalties, but we did it, And
was there I thought I saw a 5-minute. Was there a 5-minute major penalty?
Yeah, it was actually 7 minutes.
Oh, so,
yeah, we had to kill a 7-minute penalty, and instead of it, deflating us, it gave us momentum once we killed it. So it was great.
And I think that you see that throughout the hockey universe, whenever a team can sit there and go 4-on-5 for so long and be able to kill that off, once they get that extra attacker on the ice, it's a completely different game.
Yeah, it was definitely a different game, definitely after that. I thought we brought a lot more intensity, and, we got a lot more pucks and bodies to the net.
Well, that brings me to my next question. Where did you feel the most strong? And getting pucks and bodies to the net is a big thing right there.
Yeah, I think I really felt we played intense. Like, we didn't lose battles like we were losing on Friday and Wednesday night. We just lost way too many battles. And in a game, if you keep losing battles, you're not going to win the game. Your odds are you're not going to. So. We got to continue to have that mindset that hate to lose battles.
And looking over at the goalie side of things, Jacob Nima, looking pretty spectacular, getting 36 saves in that game versus the Wildcats on Saturday.
Yeah, he played outstanding. I thought a lot of their shots from the outside, but when they did get good quality chances, especially on the power plays, or their power plays, our penalty kill, he's really stepped up and played well. And I was, he's been playing well for us all year. We haven't played the best D in front of him, but we're learning to get there.
Now, when it comes to when it comes to your offense, you know, I know that still we're still early in the season, and so still trying to figure out what works best with each individual player. But I know that some players prefer taking shots on the outside. Some prefer to take it up in the slot. As a whole, with your coaching, where do you like to take it?
Well, I want them to get the puck to the inside. I want them to get it as for most. Like, if you look at any of the NHL charts, any of the charts in college hockey and junior hockey, if you don't get inside the paint and get in the dirty areas, you're not going to score many goals. And we got to fight to those areas and get pucks to those areas and start winning the second, third effort. And, you know, we can't just be a one rush and then they're coming right back at you, team two. We got to get some possession in our end, and I think we're working on that in practice to, you know, hunt for those second, third chances and get those rebounds or get possession.
You know, it's easy, like you said, to get that one quick rush down and everybody charge as hard as they can going down the ice. But once you get down there, if you're not getting the rebound on the puck, you're going right back the other direction. And then obviously going to have to be changing up the lines very quickly, and that just ends up being an exhausting night. Well, when it comes to defense, looking, how's shot blocking been?
I think that's been one of our struggles. We'll work on that as well. With you know, I think every other team I've ever had was very good shot blockers, and they had sacrificed. We try and get in the lanes, but we're not in the lanes. Too many pucks are going to Bahama from the point, and obviously that's a concern for us. And we're working on that part of our game too.
Well, coming into these next games coming up this Friday and Saturday, what specifically do you think that you're going to be hitting hard this week?
We're hitting hard, like defense and how to pick up our late guys, and we're working on battling. You know, every day we've been battling, and we're working on our power play penalty kill right now as well.
Well, very good. Coming up this Friday and Saturday, it's the Topeka Roadrunners, if I can say that right. The Topeka Roadrunners. There's a lot of some of these names just get you tongue-tied, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
But the Topeka Roadrunners, they're going to be coming to the Nitech Sports Arena, and the Brahmas will not be back until the 27th, the day before Thanksgiving. So this is going to be their last homestand before Thanksgiving. We encourage you to come out to the Nitech Sports Arena. Tickets very affordable for the whole family. And let's see, is there on the 16th they're actually having a cap night. So that'll be this Saturday, and we had some tickets, but I think that we've already got those spoken for. But again, you can find out more at LoneStarBrahmas.com. And Coach, I know that you've got a lot of stuff to look forward to and heading up into this week. As we steer towards this this game with Topeka Roadrunners, what's going to be the main focus for you?
Well, like I said, I think it looks like in this league, like, the special teams is such a big factor. I think we went through the numbers, we probably lost 5 to 6 games just by special teams and not killing a penalty or, you know, getting a big power play goal. So we're really stressing, you know, a lot of structure on that. I don't think we had as much structure as we would like. We kind of, you know, let them be creative, but we're really structuring it now so that we're all on the same page.
Well, we are looking forward to it. I know that I'll be catching up with y'all on Saturday. Going to be watching from home at fasthockey.com. And if you are interested in checking out the Brahmas but can't drive to the Nitech Sports Arena in North Richland Hills, go check it out, fasthockey.com. Also, Coach, that 2013 Brahmas Golf Invitational, that's coming up this Sunday at the resort on Eagle Mountain. And I know that y'all are really excited about that.
Yeah, the weather's going to be great. I think it says it's going to be 77 degrees out. So what a perfect day for, you know, a golf outing. Couldn't pick a better day.
Which is a nice change from what it is this morning. I know in Eastland, I came in the studio and it read 19 degrees. So
it's a lot worse in Canada right now.
Oh, I know. Well, and for our listeners up north, you know, Texas has more so two seasons than four. We go from summer straight to winter, and the trees are showing it as the leaves just all of a sudden decided to start dropping today with the cold weather. But it will be very, very nice this weekend. And again, still some sponsorship levels available. Team options, you can get a four-person team for $500 or individuals for $125. That includes the green fees, the cart, and the dinner. Go ahead and check it out. It's the Resort on Eagle Mountain this Sunday at 12:30, a shotgun start, and the Lone Star Brahmas come out and play. Well, Coach Dan Wildfong, the best of luck coming up this weekend against the Topeka Road Runners, and we look forward to hearing some great news from you.
Thank you. I really appreciate everything you do.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for tuning in for Lone Star Brahma Hockey.
There we go, there we go.
Continue to listen all season for details of games directly from the players and coaches.
Go, bud, let's go. Come on, boys, get that net. Come on, boys, come on, boys.
To listen to this episode or previous, head over to LoneStarBrahmas.com or find them on Facebook.
Yeah, baby.
Lone Star Brahmas on KATX.